Brett and Q, Jay Cottrell in the house, and the head football coach at Towson University, Rob Ambrose. It's a happening in Towson. And Coach Ambrose, before we get into some specifics about the team, just the difference, and you guys have been very competitive now for several seasons, very good for several seasons, and terrific last year, of course. The difference in your very competitive conference of now having that bullseye, how different is that going to be?
Yeah, that's a little bit different. I got a philosophy that Towson was probably brought into that really good football conference to be a little bit of a weak sister, you know,
to get wins up for everybody,
to get a conference win for everybody else, and it was geographically beneficial for everyone that we were kind of right in the middle of the north and the south, so anybody could get there. And I'd say we've pretty much upset the domino table completely by now. So, it's a growing process for us to understand what it's like. You know, it's easy when you're the underdog that there's always motivation. And then right. You're always trying to knock somebody off. But when you're the guy standing on top of the hill and you got to defend it every week after week, and we learned that in 12 and we learned it in 13, and it's never going to be easy. But these are a new group of guys that have to learn new lessons that the old guys already got. So it's a challenge.
It's always fresh in college athletics because, it's never ever the same group defending the same thing.
Well, I hope not.
Right. Then you've had some kids stick around too long.
That's right. No, and that is truly the joy of the job. The wins and losses are great, and don't get me wrong, it's awesome. It's truly awesome. But watching these guys walk in the door as 17, 18-year-old kids telling you how they're a grown man.
Yeah.
Like, all right, shut up. Go sit over there. You don't know what you're talking about. but actually, when they walk out the door and seeing all the lessons that the game and the school and the college experience has taught them, that they are men, that they're ready to go out and not just get a job. We don't go for that. They're ready to go out and make a difference. They're going to get a job that they're excited about, that they can make a difference in the world. And the goal, that we say this in the locker room all the time, is to leave it better than you found it.
I think it's interesting. CAA football, at the FCS level, has really raised its profile. But the larger picture as far as the FBS system, do you ever think that, obviously, you're here at Towson, you get your contract extension, you guys are successful and all that, but from the just putting on the FBS coaching hat and the way things are going, do you ever think to yourself, boy, I'm glad I'm at this style of play and football? Or do you see, the temptation of going to the FBS level and the way in which you got the five power conferences and the way things are headed towards changing a atmosphere from basically players are playing, whereas the benefit actually goes to the larger system of the $1 billion going into the NCAA.
Well, I will say that there is something more pure. The lower you go on the scale of ball, the more pure it is. You know, going to watch my son at practice when I have the opportunity to do that, and seeing those kids excited just to play the game for no other reason than just to play the game. And that's, we all fell in love with it at some point in time, and just to see that again is almost rejuvenating. When you see all the other stuff, and the higher you go, the worse it gets. Mm-hmm. And I've heard so much stuff about the NCAA and the Power Five. There's it's not power. It's TV contract five.
Yeah.
Don't say it's not power. The number of teams in those conferences that get beat on the regular by the non-TV conference. No. Don't say Power Five. But in the end, that part is kind of sad. It's really about greed. It's gotten away from what's important, the being a student. And there's a reason it's not athlete student, it's student athlete. That you are you're a student first. Your degree will last forever. You will stop playing the game. And the college experience that is surrounding the academics first is more important than anything else.
Let me play devil's advocate. And I felt good about going to Syracuse, going to class, getting my education. I feel very confident in my speech communication from Syracuse. I take pride in that. I take pride in the fact that you talk about, leaving the place better than when you got there. We went to five straight bowl games. We were a top six program when I left, the whole nine. But there are some programs, and I've talked to guys, where coaches don't care about you, the person. It's all about them making sure that program fills seats so they can continue to win to satisfy the alumni and so they can get those TV contracts. So, make your academic schedule favorable so I can keep on rolling. What do you say to that?
That it's sad. It really is. And you and I played in a day long before this, and where there weren't combines and street agents and 7-on-7 all-star teams that, you know, there's a million crazy things. But in the end, it's about getting a degree and having a collegiate experience that's going to prepare you for the rest of your life. Football is a great teacher, but it is not the only teacher. Yeah. And the percentage of guys that make it to the league what's the standard for – what's the average for being in the league?
Yeah.
Less than four years.
It's 3.5, yeah.
Okay, so say you make $5 million.
Yeah.
Now, is it you know, that $5 million going to last you the rest of your life?
No.
No, so in the end, it is truly the degree and the people that you – you describe your experience at Syracuse and how great it was because you were surrounded by great people that had great focus, that cared about you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's supposed to be about. That's part of the greatness of the game.
Yeah.
And whenever you throw money on top of everything, people get blind to what's really important.
It's very, very true. Great stuff there from Rob Ambrose. And our final minute here, Coach, tell me about this team. Biggest area of concern. Obviously, you lose thousands of yards in the backfield, but you did have a running back last year start developing at a very young age.
We did. You know, Darius Victor is the CAA Offensive Rookie of the Year, and that's quite a statement, and especially considering the guy he had to play behind.
Word.
So he got tons and tons of experience. I'm not really as concerned at the running back position as most people would believe. I am more concerned about the offensive line. When you graduate all five starters plus your tight end, that's a huge – and those guys are experienced. They'd seen it all. They had great losses. They had great successes, and they learned together. So we're trying to rebuild those guys. We just went through the recruiting stats from before. We basically lost an entire recruiting class. We lost 11 guys that ended up leaving school for either academic, social, legal, all kinds of different reasons. And that really hurt when it came to the offensive line. So that and the fact that we're replacing Peter Athens, who might have had one of the greatest single seasons as a quarterback in the history of a great quarterback school. I gray hair. Don't say much.
Well, the Tigers are going to try and get back to where they were last year and just stay as consistently good as they've been for several years. If you have not caught a game at Minigan Field at Johnny United Stadium, do yourself a favor and find one on the schedule this late summer and fall. First game, Central Connecticut, coming up on Saturday, August 30th. And then they go on the road for a couple, West Virginia, Delaware State, back home for three consecutive games starting Saturday, September 20th. Coach Ambrose, thank you so much for coming by. As always, a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Catch up again soon, and best of luck to you and your kids.
Thanks.